When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I ran to the mirror and screamed, "What's wrong? What's..." Dad stopped dead when he saw me. "Oh my God, Mackenzie, what happened?" "I don't know," I sobbed, touching the choppy, uneven chunks where my waist-length hair used to be. Veronica appeared in the doorway. "Oh no, your beautiful hair. What happened?" That's when I saw it. A single long auburn strand on her pajama sleeve. "You," I whispered. "You did this. My stepmom cut my hair in my sleep to make me less attractive than her daughter."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. Let me take you back to how this nightmare started. Because what happened that morning was just the breaking point of something that had been building for months. So, 3 years ago, my dad married Veronica. She seemed nice enough at first. You know how it goes. She brought her daughter Brittany into our lives, and suddenly our quiet house became this weird competition I never signed up for. Brittany was 17, same as me. Pretty girl, I'll give her that. Long blonde hair, perfect makeup, the whole package. Me? I had waist-length auburn hair that I'd been growing since I was 12. It was literally the only thing about my appearance I truly loved. "Your hair is so extra," Brittany would say, flipping her processed blonde locks. "Like, who even has hair that long anymore?" "Lots of people," I'd reply, trying to keep things civil. But Veronica? She had this way of making everything a comparison. "Oh, Brittany just got cast as the lead in the school play," she'd announce at dinner. "Isn't that wonderful?" "That's great," Dad would say, then turn to me. "How's your art club going, Kenzie?"
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I actually won first place in the regional competition, I'd share. Veronica's smile would tighten. Art is such a quiet hobby, isn't it? This went on for months. Every achievement I had was downplayed. Every time a boy showed interest in me, suddenly Brittany needed a ride to wherever I was going. It was exhausting. Then came the spring formal incident. Guess what? I told Dad over breakfast. Ethan Reeves asked me to formal. The quarterback? Dad raised his eyebrows. Good for you, sweetheart. Brittany's spoon clattered against her bowl. Ethan Reeves? But he's like the hottest guy in school. So? I shrugged, trying not to smile too wide. That night, I heard Veronica and Brittany talking in hushed tones. Don't worry, baby, Veronica was saying. We'll figure something out. I should have known something was up. I really should have. The night before formal, I went to bed early, excited about my hair appointment the next morning. I'd booked this fancy updo, saved up my babysitting money for months. I woke up to Brittany screaming, Mom, Mom, come look at this. I stumbled out of bed, still groggy, and that's when I felt it. The lightness, the wrongness. My hand flew to my head and I felt nothing. Where my long hair should have been, there were choppy, uneven chunks barely reaching my shoulders. That's when I ran to the mirror and everything exploded. My beautiful hair was gone. Not just cut, butchered. One side was shorter than the other. There were random chunks missing, like someone had taken scissors to it in the dark.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Which, as it turned out, was exactly what happened. After I'd accused Veronica, after I'd seen that strand of my hair on her sleeve, she tried to deny it. How dare you accuse me, she gasped. I would never. But Dad had seen the hair too. His face went from confusion to rage in about 2 seconds. Get out, Dad said, his voice deadly quiet. Pack your things and get out of my house. You're kicking me out over hair? Veronica shrieked. She probably did it herself for attention. There are scissors on your nightstand, Dad said, with her hair still in them. I just checked. The look on Veronica's face was priceless. She'd been so confident, so sure she'd covered her tracks, but she'd left the evidence right there, probably planning to dispose of it in the morning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You did what to my daughter? Dad's voice thundered through the house. I just evened it out a little, Veronica said, her voice dripping with fake innocence. She looks better now, doesn't she? Better? Better? She looks like someone attacked her with garden shears. Fine, she spat. Come on, Brittany. We don't need them anyway. But Mom, Brittany whined, formal is tonight. I said, come on. They left within the hour. Dad drove me to his sister Rachel's house. She was a hairstylist, thank God. She spent 3 hours trying to salvage what was left. I can give you a really cute pixie cut, she said gently. It'll grow back, sweetie. I promise. I cried the whole time she cut it. Not just because of my hair, but because someone had hated me enough to do this while I slept. That level of crazy? It scared me. But here's where the story gets interesting. I showed up to formal with my new pixie cut, wearing the dress I'd picked out months ago. And you know what? I looked amazing. Different, but amazing. Aunt Rachel had worked magic. Whoa, Mackenzie, Ethan said when he saw me. You look incredible. Very Audrey Hepburn. The night was perfect. We danced, we laughed. And when Brittany showed up with some random sophomore, apparently Ethan had never been interested in her, she looked absolutely miserable. But the real revenge? That came later. See, Veronica had been living in my dad's house rent-free. She'd quit her job after they married, claiming she wanted to be a full-time mom. Without dad's support, she had nothing. She moved in with her sister temporarily, dragging Brittany along, and that's when things started falling apart for them. Did you hear? My friend Jess told me a few weeks later. Brittany's mom got fired from her new job. Already? Why? Apparently she got caught stealing from the register, like, on camera and everything. I hadn't done anything to make that happen. Veronica's true colors were just showing now that she was desperate. Then came the cascade of karma. Brittany, used to her mom buying her everything, started shoplifting. Got caught at Nordstrom with $500 worth of makeup in her purse. Veronica had to pay a huge fine she couldn't afford. Their car got repossessed. Brittany had to transfer to public school, the horror according to her. And the best part? Veronica tried to sue my dad for alimony. Yeah, that went about as well as you'd expect. Your client assaulted a minor, the judge said, looking at the police report Dad had filed. She's lucky she's not facing criminal charges. Case dismissed. But wait, it gets better. Remember how Veronica always bragged about her connections and her business experience? Turns out that was all smoke and mirrors. She'd been a receptionist at a dental office before marrying my dad, and she'd burned that bridge by never showing up after the wedding. Mackenzie, you'll never believe this, my cousin Delaney called me one day. My mom just saw Veronica at the unemployment office. No way. Way. And get this, she was arguing with the clerk about why she deserved more benefits. Something about being a victim of domestic abuse, my mom said security had to escort her out. The lies just kept piling up. Veronica started telling anyone who'd listen that my dad had been abusive, that I was a troubled teen who'd cut my own hair for attention, that we'd conspired to throw her out. Problem was, she'd told so many different versions of the story that they all contradicted each other. Her sister kicked her out after 3 months. Apparently, Veronica had been stealing from her two small things at first, then cash from her wallet. When confronted, Veronica had a meltdown so epic that the neighbors called the cops. She's staying at some sketchy motel now, Brittany told a mutual friend who told me. I had to move in with my dad's parents. They hate my mom, so... The thing about Veronica was that she'd always acted like she was above everyone else. She'd looked down on working moms, single parents, anyone who didn't have her perfect life. Now she was living the life she'd mocked, and she couldn't handle it. About 6 months later, I was at the mall with friends when I ran into Brittany working at the food court, the same girl who used to mock kids who had part-time jobs. "Oh," she said, not meeting my eyes. "Hi, Mackenzie." "Hey, Brittany." She looked miserable. Her roots were showing, her acrylics were gone, and she was wearing a hairnet. "Look," she said quietly, "I'm sorry about everything. My mom, she..." "Don't," I said. "I don't want to hear it. Please, I just wanted to say..." "No, you watched her cut my hair and said nothing. You laughed about it, so no, I don't accept your apology." I walked away, my hair now in an adorable bob that everyone said made my eyes look huge. I discovered I actually loved having short hair. It was easier to manage. I tried new styles all the time, and ironically, I got way more attention from guys than I ever had with long hair. The last I heard, Veronica was working 3 minimum wage jobs trying to make rent on a studio apartment. Brittany didn't get into any of the colleges she applied to. Turns out your grades actually matter when mommy can't make donations anymore. My dad, meanwhile, met this wonderful woman named Grace at a cooking class. She has 2 sons who are basically the brothers I never had. No drama, no competition. Just a normal, happy family. "I'm so sorry," Dad told me one night, looking at old pictures of my long hair. "I should have seen what Veronica was doing to you." "It's okay, Dad. We both learned from it." "Still, cutting your hair while you slept? That's actually insane." "Yeah, well, look where it got her." And that's the truth. Veronica thought destroying my hair would destroy my confidence, make me less attractive than her precious Brittany. Instead, she destroyed her own life. No scheme needed, no elaborate revenge plot, just her own jealousy and cruelty coming back to bite her. Every time I style my now shoulder-length hair, I remember that night. Not with pain anymore, but with a weird sort of gratitude. Veronica showed me exactly what kind of person she was, and she freed my dad and me from what could have been years of toxicity. She's reached out a few times, leaving voicemails about how sorry she is, how she was just trying to protect her daughter, how she's changed. I delete them without listening all the way through. Some things aren't forgivable, and that's okay. The funny thing is, if she'd just been a decent person, she'd still be living in that nice house, still married to my dad, still living her comfortable life. But she chose to be cruel to a 17-year-old girl over imagined competition. And now? Now I'm in college, studying art on a scholarship I won. My hair is healthy and stylish. I'm dating a great guy who thinks my fierce pixie phase, as seen in old formal photos, was iconic. Meanwhile, last I checked Veronica's Facebook before blocking her, she was posting those cringy motivational quotes about rising from the ashes and being betrayed by those you trust. Lady, you betrayed yourself. Brittany tried to friend request me last month. I left it pending. Maybe I'm petty, but I don't owe either of them anything. Not forgiveness, not friendship, not even acknowledgement. You know what the wildest part is? If Veronica had just talked to me, woman to woman, about her insecurities regarding Brittany, I would have understood. I would have made an effort to include Brittany more, to make sure she didn't feel overshadowed. But instead, she chose violence, literally. She chose to violate me while I slept in what should have been my safe space. So when people ask me why I don't believe in forgiving everyone, I tell them this story. Some people don't deserve forgiveness. Some people deserve exactly what they get when their true nature is revealed. And Veronica? She got exactly what she deserved. A life as ugly as her heart. Would you have forgiven someone who violated your trust while you slept in your own home?